I'm April Cummings with your latest news. Cayman's new minimum wage order is now officially law after being published in the Legislation Gazette on Monday. The Labor National Minimum Basic Wage Amendment Order 2025 raises the basic hourly rate from $6 to $8.75, effective January 1st, 2026. It also increases the lower rate for workers who can receive accommodation and raises the cap on what employers can deduct for board and lodging. The government is changing how it pays the board that oversees the Health Services Authority after concerns about soaring meeting fees. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has more.
Cabinet has signed off on a new pay structure for the HSA board, moving from fees for every meeting to a flat monthly stipend. The change comes after the board held 190 meetings between January 2022 and June 2023 at a cost of almost $500,000, far higher than in previous years. Under the new system, which took effect on the 1st of December, the chair now receives $3,360 a month, the deputy chair $2,760, and other non-civil service members $2,400. The Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes.
Transparency, accountability, and strong governance standards must guide the stewardship of public resources. Now, this revised remuneration framework responds directly to concerns raised by residents and oversight bodies. It ensures better value for money and reinforces the principles that underpin effective public sector governance.
The health minister says the move is a part of a wider push to rebuild public confidence in the HSA and to bring board pay in line with other statutory bodies. Officials are also reviewing how the board works, including appointment processes and how decisions are published, to strengthen oversight of the public health system. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
Cayman's immunization records suggest more parents are opting out of certain vaccinations for their children. According to the Compendium of Statistics published by the Economics and Statistics Office, the percentage of immunization coverage for 1 to 24-month-olds increased in 2024. These vaccines are against diseases such as tuberculosis, tetanus, hepatitis, and measles, mumps, and rubella. But the story changes for the age 4 immunizations. Coverage fell from 94% in 2023 to 92% last year for diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, polio, and HIV. Hepatitis held steady at 94%, but the ESO reported a reduction in vaccination coverage for chickenpox and MMR, both down by 2% from the 2023 figures. You can find the full compendium of statistics online at eso.ky. The Ministry of Planning gets $500,000 in the wake of a bird flu outbreak in West Bay.
On 10th of December 2025, Cabinet approved the creation of a new operation expenditure, OE-154, Avian Influenza Pilot Culling Program and Standstill Order Extension, and an increase of OE-154 in the amount of $500,000.
Minister responsible, the Honorable J. Ebanks, told MPs in Parliament the funding is supporting urgent disease control measures, including a pilot program to cull feral chickens.
The pilot culling program will focus on feral chickens within the 500-meter zone of the affected area alongside the targeted surveillance and testing of selected farms.
The action follows the confirmation of avian influenza at a West Bay farm on November 28th and is designed to reduce the risk of spread. Cabinet also approved shuffling $350,000 from the budget for surveying, planning, and resource management to cover the cost of this year's NICE program. They also relocated $300,000 to pay for repairs and remediation work at the Stacy Watler Pavilion in Lore Valley. The Road to Zero. Government continues to support police in keeping Cayman's roads safe this holiday season. Here's CIGTV's Travis Webster.
The Ministry of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure has announced a strengthened road safety partnership between the National Road Safety Committee and the National Drug Council through the Arrive Alive 345 campaign. The collaboration unites several agencies and private transport providers to promote responsible road use throughout the holiday season. The National Road Safety Committee continues its Be Smart, Be Alive messaging, while the NDC's Arrive Alive 345 program will again offer free New Year's Eve transportation, this year expanding into additional communities, including Newlands, Birch Tree Hill, and Windsor Park. For more information, visit the National Drug Council website, ndc.ky.
CIDTV's Travis Webster. Police arrest a wanted man during a search warrant operation in West Bay. Just before 8 a.m. on Sunday, officers executing the warrant found a 21-year-old man at an address in West Bay, and they arrested him on drug-related offenses. At the same time, they found a 23-year-old man who was wanted in connection with a series of robberies and assaults. He's now been charged with a robbery on October 25th on West Bay Road, two incidents on 7 Mile Public Beach on the 3rd of December. The counts include robbery, possession of an offensive weapon, assault causing actual bodily harm, criminal property offenses, and theft. He appeared in court today and was remanded in custody until the 9th of January. The rape and indecent assault trial of Jason Preston McLean continues in grand court. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks has more.
The Crown's case centers on allegations said to have taken place between February and May 2023. The indictment includes 7 counts of indecent assault, 3 counts of inviting a minor to engage in sexual activity, and 1 count of rape. The complainant was 13 years old at the time. Today, the jury of 7 heard cross-examination of the complainant as she recounts what she alleges were at least 3 occasions in which Mr. McLean inappropriately touched her, once at a residence in Georgetown, and another occasion in Bodentown, and another incident at the Georgetown address when she says Mr. McLean raped her. Mr. McLean denies all 11 charges, stating that the complainant is lying. He maintains that he was not alone in a bathroom with her, though he does admit that the girl was in his car on the day of the alleged incident in Bodentown. At this time, it remains unclear if Mr. McLean will take the stand in his own defense. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
The trial is expected to continue through the rest of the week. 2 men plead guilty to common assault following an altercation in Bodentown earlier this year. Chad Martin and Jamal Smith were in summary court over a 19th of May incident off Bodentown Road. They allegedly assaulted a man they knew. The men admitted to the common assault charges, while a separate charge of affray remains before the court, but is expected to be withdrawn at sentencing. That sentencing is set for the 16th of February. The Water Authority says a mechanical issue led to the decision to issue a boil water notice in Cayman Brac this weekend. A connector failed and the auto shutoff controls didn't kick in the way they were supposed to. The Water Authority says it then activated their emergency plan, replacing the part and flushing the pipeline. Water Authority Director Dr. Julia Van Genderen.
The decision to issue and maintain the boil water notice was made out of an abundance of caution, with public health as our top priority. While initial screening tests showed no bacteriological contamination, we kept the notice in place until comprehensive analysis confirmed those early results.
The boil water notice was lifted on Sunday evening. The Water Authority says it is working with its vendors to fix the programming issue that caused the automatic shutoff safety feature to fail. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings.